Said Rapture, Gregory Marquis, copyright 2019, Proto House, Pretty Lights, Madison. 1. Consequential to the admiration of habits, consequential to the admiration of rivers, consequential to the admiration of poetry, consequential to the admiration of history, consequential to the admiration of the human condition, consequential to the admiration of flight, consequential to the admiration of change, consequential to the admiration of force, consequential to the admiration of entropy, consequential to the admiration of cartography, consequential to the admiration of self-esteem, consequential to the admiration of the night sky, consequential to the admiration of sleep, consequential to the admiration of courage, consequential to the admiration of nature, consequential to the admiration of life. 2. Consequential to admiration, I am my own cause in listening. What rules have I begun nested within appreciation? But I am taken and I know no rules, but stillness for what thought, nor change to look away at things, because value is value, its attachment, what frame? 3. Consequential to the admiration of hate, regard hate as hate's bloom, but that only explains. The otherness of contempt is my own salvation. What history exists within that soul? For cause, for the energies of cause, individualism is the accumulation of individualisms. Were I to hate, had I no language for the word hate? Were I to recognize hate, had I no introduction, no exposure? A measure of self-determination, conduct. 4. Consequential to the admiration of affection, thus. 5. Consequential to the admiration of love, the designation of love, is a word as a standard, the introduction of community, its notice, its reintroduction, when one is only a stone in thinking, nor form to expression, I'm creative, creative, nor what is said between themselves, nor what action between. 6. An affair with the ocean, an affair with the mountain, but I do sleep beneath the stars, willfully. But I do walk at river's edge. I know nothing, but I do eat wild apples, blackberries, return. 7. What is said is language, but I am alone and shaped. Curse the rain, I do not mind, nor when the season turns to winter. The early dark is an invitation to home, to abundance, to absence of being but memory. The securities against nature, the force, the ways of nature. O time and consequence, the matters of decision, the matters of forgiveness, for having forgiven, catastrophe, ever small if to wander here and there, only listening. But I do I not carry a voice? I say aloud, friend, do I not carry a voice? 8. The constructs of comfort are defiant. I build a home upon nature. I build a home upon nature and call it nature. The improvements of land, the suffered land, say civilization. To walk among modern ways is reference to my own familiarity. The civil dog, the dog is civil. The fence put about the land. I do not know how the turkeys and deer get in. Nor I have married Mother Nature, but a woman, for cause and for the idea of cause. 9. When all good ideas at once realized, perspective unto the common is elation, is elevation. The spirit of a traveled history starts again at zero. A kindled beauty is a path with wildflowers and answers. The appetites slow to desire with their satisfaction. And were their thought to rapture, I do not know. And were their accomplishment to rapture, I do not know. But a state of divination, I imagine, in which fortune is not collected, is not gathered. For its abundance, fortune is not kept, but made into little lines and ribbons and strung around trees forgotten. But called the peace of summer midnight, but called the sound of rain. 10. Were I to turn to animal for absence of the necessity of free will, because all is given, all is wanted is given, and among the eterns of acting on impulse alone, determination is a suffered intuition for possession without the thought of possession. But who can care, who shall idle among want when they are satisfied? And were language gone for its redundance, and were age negated for a childlike assumption of myself? 11. Is not the human condition measured in struggle? The outer way is measured in physical force. The inner way is measured in the congress of thought and what is inherited but time, ultimately. 12. These questions are my own. Every question is an answer. The bent 50-year-old man said posture. I turned to see the sunset listening, and the satisfaction of hunger is only partially related to food, and the senses where rapture kept at arm's length. We have the same color eyes. We have the same questions. 13. The emergency of interest, the temporality, the context of questions, built upon the last satisfaction and the one before that, assumes every age upon age is developmentally satisfactory. O elation for having governed an exterior with some relation. I, the inevitability of transformation, one ruler and another ruler said, and always reference the stations of place like harmony. I am strong in knowing the permanence of shelter, food, then time. I am strong in knowing time. Make colors of animosity, struggle. Make colors of winter, of summer. The night bled into the morning, the stars and planets gone, but not the moon. I am prepared. I packed a lunch. From the last history, I remember my first exposure. Say life for what follows. 14. What raptures my attention, say affection. When my eyes do stutter, when the answers stall, when there is little to reach for to explain, one art says it best, and then forgotten, replaced by my own. Do I not live forever knowing the types of difference, the types of separation? Do I not live forever knowing the force of union is no force, is natural? Soon the dictionary will be a single word, a single unified theory which requires no governance. 15. And were it religion to say, this is a sort of congregation, is a dynamic, is a cause to know, is a whirl against wonder, to deny the bliss of awe, of being among awe. The second church is a cathedral with stained glass incense. Nature is modeled to the second church. Why, I cannot say. Say it is unformed. Nature is not yet natural until I decide. 16. Rapture is kindness to oneself, unconditionally. 17. The museum was as beautiful as half of the objects in its vault. The other half I have not decided. Need I mention the titles? I am not the first to believe bad art need exist as reference. I am not the first to believe there are concepts which have not been captured. I am not the first to believe the museum is a good place to go on a cold day. I am not the first to believe my character may be ekphrastic. The museum costs no money. What changes given the condition of admission? The museum was as beautiful as expected. 18. But the winter, encroached, said nothing, and then it is nature's prow which I admire, the deepest, the hardest wind, the force of my own catastrophe. I remember there was a tornado when I was young, once a flood when I camped, when a snow and wind caused drifts taller than I. Nature is winter as nature is caused to believe one thing or another. That cause is what shapes me and what I expose myself to. That which sorts my character, my stories, my poems, exposure, the museum, the outdoors, which question? 19. The concentration of unconditionalism without reference to others is self-gratification, is no station. What is service is to offer the qualities, the capacities of oneself, nor the interest of the return of goodwill like an investment. Ask what resource is bottomless. Ask what does require. Service is a question, is a trust, and a stern to measure dependence. 20. And the contest to rapture, that its form is acquired, may imply a natural state and weight of its coming, its emergence. Then what lesson to rapture's onset, were it desirable? As if the unschooled were unlearned, for I was content, was I not? And to assume one's contentedness is equally framed among others. And to assume one's contentedness is introduced and governable to and from others upon the assumptions of rapture as acquired. 21. Was stillness and then the rain? Oh, what little control, what I am minor to. One day I will start the rain, then wonder stillness's cause. 22. Nor stillness death, but earlier and earlier yet. necessarily wandering a more enlightened security. Them with borders were introduced to borders. Them with language, with sharp wit, were socially defined. It is my art to say nothing. It is my pain to say nothing. And were their collapse my own failure, say the silence of my own character defends itself. The myth of silence is one's consciousness. The myth of stillness is one's consciousness. And to qualify what is character is no mention among the silent, the still. 23. The active force of being is public. Social definition upon one's invisible consternation is a call to define one's character or be absorbed in listening. Ever the waste of independent thought, if to train on their satisfaction, were language a manner of blame, were contact a manner of blame for one's habits, because the ridden features of individualism are not autonomous, nor can be. 24. I live within myself, ultimately. I am the character of myself. I am my own force, they call me for. The pleats of social intercourse are measured to my participation, and to have said man's wickedry for having seen man's wickedry. An original position is not only social, but a first frame about stepping about. What is a ponderance of rightness, of justice, is a sampled source of conduct and thought. I live within myself, I claim. 25. The poetics, having realized, have I always thought in words, say the philosophy of symbolic forms includes an old utilitarian art, because history is a trust, the credibility of what has been said is my own judgment, my own assimilation unto, and were it reason to regard rapture for having said rapture, the debts of having received a voice are qualified as adulthood, maturity. 26. Habits and the ritual, automatic ways, are a mirror to nature. So the summer sun is long, nor quickness to set, to let the stars. An instant, to say beauty like a prayer, a poem, to live in one way or another, which provides without conditions. It is a good life, say 360 seasons in 90 years. Habit from habit, the evolutionary self is reference to place, to nature. And ritual, say sacred, say the permanence of 90 years past. That is all I know for certainty. What is life and the limits of life? And life's calling reflect, that is all I know for certainty. 27. Mastery of one's formation among the controls, the exposure to controls. An obstacle at age 20, for memory is no obstacle at age 40. I return to knowing for having known, the settlement of witness for being. Regard the associations of contentedness as the efforts of personal history. Alas, what is beauty? For the conditions of peace having been met, the conditions of legacy, the conditions of freedom, free will, for the securities of peace having been met. 28. Euphoria, love, the geometries of wonder. Oh, stay, but it is you who I have no control for. As if what is said to oneself, I love you. Nor reassurance to arrest. Nature's path declares the defeatist, and fade into the parameters of one's own, wondering why language exists, and such thoughts are only social. Acknowledge euphoria, love, as solitary. The human condition divides itself again and again, to knowledge, to body, to emotion, to words and the attachments of words, to the cause of words and to the medicine of words, and to say I love you without object is necessarily meaningful as a question. 29. Ultimately agree the self in the starry skies, neglect some divinities of wonder, because all cannot be seen, all cannot be known. Speculation is faith. Speculation is an afterlife, nor the determination of humanity's advance is progress and the institution of progress. The larger church across the street from the smaller church is a closer answer to penitence, is an older book. The reference of religious institutions is otherwise a wandering mind. And were some to say the function of a social congregation is community, then mine is wonder, is the force of wonder, and awkward among. The satisfactions of homiletic discourse are true enough to that which goes unconsidered. After I will convince myself to return next week. After I will light a candle, supposing one thing and another until it is without meaning. because all cannot be known, is reference to humility's cause. 30. And the arrival of knowledge and the arrival of inspiration is a categorical whim to designation. One is difference to love and the other, and one is difference to lust. And were there no discrimination to the sensational forces of being, and were there no discrimination, the categorical mentions of truth is a wandering grayness. I cannot say to which measure is such a happiness, but their own sovereign being, but their own degree of elation, their own nature. Jurisdiction is a sequestered body, the range of sense. It is I want to know how the stars, it is I want to know what it is called freedom, called free will. Everything is conceptual, if to say language, but that only explains. Ask had I no definition to, nor words for what I feel, but to walk among, but to talk, but to walk as marveling and avoiding being, regarding a conceptual nature, a conceptual being as copied to what exists, reference. 32. Is a poem comes off the page only so much? Is a song heard a second time as new for its familiarity? Is an acknowledged theory better for having been proven? And were it form which is socially acquired, sorted, and were it content which is experientially acquired, sorted, it is a good poem, registers its secondary nature. The limits of conceptualism are a secondary wonder, a secondary awe. Like a guide to love is just love's mention. Like an ocean is an ocean not having seen, but real enough for limits, if to say, war and struggle and deviance and death. And were there a poem so original and without reference, without symbols, without referential nature, but its own cause? And were there a poem written and burned for reason, is a good poem comes off the page, a smoke signal? And were there a poem called happiness, called independence, called travel, is a title for my attention, start? Do I not dare you to hold me? 33. The conceptual nature of vocation recognizes a public, recognizes an audience, and the energies of want are enough to transmit reason. Oh, the fields of decay, reason enough forward, now a meadow and wildflowers. But the fear of togetherness is the reprimand of my own isolation. When isolation is good, is independent enough, warrants a desirable anonymity. I cannot say I have had my picture in the local paper for purpose. Is a question of leadership or either sharing, and word philosophy to say I have not proved myself to myself. Does not confidence recognize of the ultimacy of changing conditions? Yesterday's want passes like a cloud, as if to mention constants. Something is consequential. What is consequential? And I. 34. An assumption of permanence is a window, is a lens. It was after lunch when he realized he had not shaved today. He was wondering, age is a fire, age is a question, whether to have children or not, whether to stay or not, whether to audit philosophy, whether to start smoking, whether to live near an ocean. Legacy is a dead star whirling about the slow volatility of the universe. 35. Exposure to another's ideas is an acknowledgement to social reference. A position of receipt is open, regard yes or no. Were there two positions to having received instead? The simplest response is the disregard of you, and say the maintenance of the self regards the self. Exposure is pervasive, however. Exposure is potentially the start of interest. 36. Am I the same meditation as 10 years past, and will I be in 10 years? A progressive values, positivist values, the lifelong learner, the activist, the organic farmer, the poet turns her page long upon the last. The reader is not chosen as next title, the gamesman, the Protestant, the protester, the universalist, Mr. Siren, the analyticist, the existentialist, the athlete. There are characterized ways. It's a question of my own definition. The essentialist, the lover, the friend, may or may not be a social reference. End part 1.